For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. California's new regional stay-at-home order allows for schools that had already opened their campuses to keep them open. But how safe is in-person learning? Cap Radio's PolitiFact California reporter Chris Nichols joins us to talk about that for our weekly Can You Handle the Truth segment.
Chris, PolitiFact looked at the research on this topic. What were some of the key takeaways?
Well, public health experts told PolitiFact that the best evidence continues to show that COVID-19 poses less danger to children, though kids can still get infected and they can spread the virus. PolitiFact spoke with Sarah Johnson, who's a professor of pediatrics at Johns Hopkins Medical School in Baltimore. And she said that children younger than 10 are far less likely to be infected by COVID-19 than older children and adults. She also said those younger kids are less likely to transmit the virus to other people. And Johnson cited three recent studies to back this up, including one from this fall.
Some schools in California and around the nation have returned to in-person learning. Have there been some lessons learned based on how those schools are doing?
There are some common sense findings, at least so far. For example, the schools that reopened with public health mitigation measures in place, things like mask use and social distancing and ventilation, those schools have avoided significant spread of the virus. And experts say those measures really need to be enforced for schools to prevent transmission. They said schools also have to be willing to close back down once levels of community spread begin to spike.
PolitiFact recently fact-checked a statement by President-elect Joe Biden about vaccinations. What did he say?
Biden claimed in a recent interview on CNN that people have, quote, lost faith in the ability of the vaccine to work, end quote. And he added that the number of Americans willing to get a vaccine was staggeringly low.
What do the surveys show on this?
Well, most polls show that between 50 and 70% of Americans are willing to get vaccinated. Biden does have a point here because those rates are not as high as health experts would like to see in order to fully stop the coronavirus. And that skepticism is even higher among Black and Latino Americans who have been hit harder by the disease. But despite this, health experts said they aren't despairing just yet. They said that history has shown that educational campaigns can boost confidence in new vaccines, making people more willing to get a shot.
So how did PolitiFact rate President-elect Biden's claim?
PolitiFact rated his claim half true.
Fire ripped through the roof of a 10,000-square-foot commercial building in the unincorporated Highgrove area near Riverside this morning. Firefighters responding at 3 a.m. to the intersection of Iowa Avenue and Center Street encountered a well-established fire and requested a second alarm, according to the Riverside County Fire Department. The fire burned for more than an hour before being contained at 4:15 a.m. No injuries were immediately reported. There won't be thousands of people watching flower-laden floats roll through the streets of Pasadena on New Year's Day, but the show will go on. Sheryl Crow leads a long list of performers and celebrity guests who will appear in a January 1st television special replacing the 132nd Rose Parade, which was canceled due to the pandemic. The Tournament of Roses says the Rose Parade's New Year celebration presented by Honda will air on ABC, NBC, Hallmark Channel, Univision, RFD TV, and KTLA. The organizers say performances were filmed at locations around the country to limit travel and ensure safety. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.